It's Tuesday, the 16th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. Transnamib has declared the selection of Desmond Ernst van Jaarsveld as its incoming chief executive officer commencing tomorrow, April 17. Formerly holding the position of managing director at DP World, he succeeds Webster Gonzo, who has served as the interim CEO since the past year. Transnamib spokesperson Abigail Rubenheimer.
Mr. van Jaarsveld brings extensive experience in business and leadership to his new role at Transnamib. He has over 30 years of professional experience in various industries, including over 25 years which has been at senior executive leadership level within the transportation, logistics and distribution sectors within the Southern African region. The chairman of the Transnamib Board of Directors, Mr. Theo Bereroa, has expressed his congratulations to Mr. van Jaarsveld on his appointment as CEO, saying that Transnamib and rail infrastructure play a critical role in positioning Namibia as a logistics leader in the region.
The upcoming Bank of Namibia Monetary Policy Committee announcement is slated for tomorrow. Notably, the regulator's most recent interest rate decision maintained the repo rate at 7.75%. In comparison, the South Africa Reserve Bank's repo rate percentage sits at 8.25%. Economist Robert McGregor from Cirrus Capital.
We expect that there will be no change to the repo rate in Namibia. We still trail South Africa by 50 basis points, which should suggest that we shouldn't see no change until South Africa is at least level with us or below us. At the same time, although product sector credit extension does remain weak, we have seen that inflation has also been slowing domestically. We are concerned about the outlook for inflation, particularly given volatility around the exchange rate and then also the volatility around commodity prices, particularly around oil. In addition to this, we do see signs of inflation picking up elsewhere in the world, including the US and South Africa, which will make global central banks more hesitant to cut rates.
The escalating cost of living, both locally and worldwide, has presented enduring challenges, making essentials like food and water unaffordable for many. Governments are grappling with aiding citizens in meeting these basic needs on a daily basis. Dr. Basilius Kathera, a faculty member in human sciences at UNAM, provides his perspective on one facet the government could look at.
Controlling banks, for example, needs to be another thing that we need to do better as a nation, because at the moment banks are really ripping off people and it has just gone out of control. It doesn't make any sense why banks are making so much money out of people when the interest rates are changing, because they are still profiting and they are profiting lots out of this.
South Africa's Central Energy Fund's mid-month data predicts petrol prices to increase for the fourth consecutive month in May, with an anticipated under-recovery of around 30 cents per litre. However, diesel prices are expected to decrease with an over-recovery of approximately 28 cents per litre. The anticipated increases sees 93-octane petrol rising by 30 cents per litre and 95-octane by 31. Meanwhile, diesel wholesale is expected to have a decrease of 26 to 31 cents per litre. U.S. President Joseph Biden is meeting Iraq's prime minister in Washington as countries urge restraint in the Middle East. Israel is weighing up how to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack over the weekend when it launched hundreds of drones and missiles, which were nearly all intercepted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to reporters in Washington and reiterated the U.S.'s request to Israel for de-escalation, not retaliation.
I think what this weekend demonstrated is that Israel did not have to and does not have to defend itself alone when it is the victim of an aggression, the victim of an attack. In the 36 hours since, we have been coordinating a diplomatic response to seek to prevent escalation.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.